Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's April 9th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's October 15th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Continuing with yesterday's very interesting question from Eloise Arthur, Jamaica, New York. Did you have a close relationship with your brothers and sisters, not just duty-wise, but in other aspects?
Oh, yes, Eloise. I had a very close relationship with my brothers and sisters. I did things for them that I would not do for others. I would go out of my way for them where I would not take the time for others. Is going down to Canaan for the wedding feast where I performed my first miracles. It was at the assistance of my elder brother because the bridegroom was a good friend of his and liked me very much and wanted me very much to come down. So I went down and performed the miracle there. Everyone was amazed, but it was just a trivial little thing, really. That was the beginning because I went down there, because I went down to that house and performed that miracle. It was really the beginning point of my ministry when people really started opening up their eyes and looking at me and saying, this is a man that does wonders. This is a man of God. What is he doing here? Why is he here?
I've always been curious about that, Nazarene. How did you turn water into wine?
Well, Alora, actually, I cheated a little bit. I didn't turn the water into wine. I teleported the water into jugs of wine in the area and teleported a little bit of wine into the urns. The net result was the urns were full of wine.
I've often wished that we could perform miracles like that, Nazarene. I'm sure people would pay more attention to us if we could do wonders like that.
Alora, you perform so many wonders as it is. You do so many miracles as it is. You have helped save mankind, drive the Antichrist from heaven. You have empowered us when all else failed us. You have done miracles beyond measure, Alora. People should pay attention to you now.
Wow, Nazarene. I'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. I have written a book called The Book of the Nazarene, which tells of my early adventures with Jesus of Nazareth called the Christ. What's the address, Linda?
www.voicesfromspirit.com/B15N7/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. We're sure you will enjoy it, as many have enjoyed it before.
We're back. Nazarene, where does it say in the Bible that you had brothers?
In Mark, Alora, 3:31, it tells of an incident where my mother and my brothers came down from Nazareth to visit me because there was a serious problem that I had to deal with, and they were outside of the house where I was and couldn't get in. So they sent a message into me telling me that they were there and that I needed to come out to them. And I told the people there to be patient, that when I was done, I would go out to them and solve the problem. It states very clearly in this passage that my mother and my brothers came. There is also another passage in the Bible that says I had brothers and sisters. When I first spoke in the temple, when I got up and read from the scriptures, the people there said, who is this? Is this not the son of Mary and Joseph? Do we not know his father and his mother? Do we not know his brothers and his sisters? Now he says that he is God. Let us take him out and stone him. The passages in the Bible that speak of my relatives are many, and I cannot understand how it is, Alora, that anyone would believe that I had no brothers and sisters. They only have to read the Bible to know that I did.
Nazarene, we know of a group of brothers and sisters that are arguing bitterly over their inheritance. Their father tried to divide things very fairly, but several felt they did not get enough and are contesting the will. Is this right?
No, Alora, it is not right. Brothers and sisters should not contest the will of their loved ones. If their father or their mother made a fair decision, they should go by their judgment and accept what they wanted. It is hard. Sometimes people feel they did not get enough. Sometimes people feel that they were not appreciated enough. But the conditions of a will should be respected, for they are sacred and should not ever be broken.
We'll be back again.